Thanks for tuning in to Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder. I am here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey, Lash Alliance, is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder.
Hi, I'm Bridget. I am the manager at Lash Alliance.
Today, we are going to be talking about how to move up within your company, and how you should go about if you are wanting a leadership role. I brought Bridget on to this podcast because Bridget actually started at our salon as just a regular lash artist, and she's worked her way up since then to be our manager at our salon. And so we kind of just want to give you some helpful tips and tricks on what to do to stand out to your boss and things to do to help you hopefully get that recognition and get that the attention of the salon owner, so hopefully you can move up into a leadership position or manager position. So this podcast is going to be really good if you're working on that now, or that is one of your goals, is to become a salon manager where you're at. Hopefully we'll help you out a little bit on giving you some tips and tricks. So I think the first thing, and just me as a salon owner, I'll have that point of view, and then she'll have the point of view as someone, as a lash artist that worked her way up into being a manager. I would say the biggest thing for me as the big boss or the owner is someone that shows initiative. I think that I would rather have someone come to me and either tell me or show me that they are interested in helping me and they are interested in helping lead. And I would like to see those qualities from them, because at the end of the day, and it's not something to be embarrassed of or it's something bad, but not everyone is fit to lead. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So there isn't everyone that is, not everyone is fit to be a salon manager. You definitely have to have certain qualities about you. And I always look for that, but it's really important to me that I see someone that is already showing those qualities and is just showing the initiative, whether, even if they are a manager already, but I know that they want that, they're going the extra mile. And I'm going to notice that and I'm going to see that. And then especially on top of that, if they come to me and they let me know, hey, I would really love to do more within the company. I love this company. I want to be a part of this. Can I work my way into management?
Yeah.
I think that is really, really smart, is to set the owner aside and let them know that you want to be more a part of it. And as an owner, obviously, I would never expect someone to care about my business the way I do. But obviously, you want someone that is going to care about the business
as much as you.
You don't, I mean... You don't want someone that doesn't care, you know, like, and that's why I said you have to show that initiative, because that shows to the owner that you care. And, you know, I don't ask ever like my manager to bend over backwards. Like, I'll do that. You know, at the end of the day, I'm the owner and I chose this. But yeah, I do want someone that is going to be my right hand and be there when I need them or do things with I'm not even having to ask them. And you'll get to learn too throughout working somewhere. You're going to get to learn your owner and you're going to get to learn like what they need and what they like and just kind of how they manage, and really just by you showing that initiative and doing things when you're not necessarily asked to do, or maybe if you think of an idea, bring it to them, that's going to show them.
That definitely stands you out.
Yeah, it's going to stand you. You're going to stand out from the crowd and from the other ones.
Yeah.
And Bridget, she did that. She, how long have you been here? 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah. And she's, I think you were here about, was it about a year maybe before you became manager?
Yes. Because you already had a manager at that time when I...
At the time, I had a different
manager.
When
I started. And then when that manager went to Booth Rent, I was basically thinking, like, I'm not ever content with where I'm at in life. So I'm thinking on how can I move up in the company. So I was like, hey, maybe I can be manager, even though I've only been here for a year. And so I basically took initiative and went to Morgan and was like, hey, like, are you looking for another manager? Like, when are you looking for another manager type of thing? And she told me, and then I was like, hey, like, I really would like to work up towards the manager position. And so I just took initiative and just stood out and basically did leadership roles. Like, I took initiative in, like, doing stuff around the salon that no one would just go out and do. Like, yeah. if there was a side duty that needed to be done, I went and did it. Or if Morgan needed help, hey, Morgan, you need help with anything? And if she did, she would let me know. If not, and then she's like, no, I'm okay. So it's just really standing out from the other employees.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is 100% true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just never content with where I'm at. So I just always wanted more.
Right. And at the time, that's the thing, where you're at, maybe there's already a manager.
Yeah.
Because when she started, there was already a manager.
Yeah.
But she pulled me aside and said, hey, like, I know there's already a manager. Are you looking for another one? You know, kind of what she just said. And at that time, the girl who was the manager, she's actually still with us, but she switched over to our, because we have 4,000 square feet, we have a huge salon, we have a whole opposite side that's booth rental, they rent out private suites. She actually ended up switching over to the suites.
Yeah.
So when that happened, I knew Bridget had already came to me, and she didn't know that at the time, that she was going to be switching. So the fact that she came to me, because if she would have never came to me, who knows? Maybe I would have put an ad on Indeed or tried to find, you know, someone else. But the fact that she came to me, I already had that in the back of my mind. Okay, I have someone who's already here that has showed me all these different things, that wants to be a manager, that is already a lash artist with me. So now when she moves over, I'm going to come talk to her and give her first dibs and first priority, because she has already showed that to me and showed that she is interested in that.
Right.
So, yeah. Right. So there might already be a manager where you're at, but who cares? Like, that's okay.
Or even just go to your boss and ask maybe if they want a manager assistant type of thing. Like, you just never know what the boss is thinking.
Exactly.
You can just point an idea out, and maybe you'll click a thing in your boss's mind. Like, oh, maybe I can have a manager assistant. And
right, exactly, because they could be thinking about that already. And then if you come to them with that and you show that you want to be a part of that, they might go ahead and pull the trigger, because if anything, that's just going to help the owner out. Yeah. Like, all owners know how it is. It's a lot of work. When people tell me they want to open a salon, I'm like, hold up, are you sure you want to open a salon? Because it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
Right. Right.
And that will be a good podcast to do over just salon ownership, because salon ownership is so much, and it's not just this little couple of things. It's a whole big bubble. And I always relate a business to like a child.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a village to raise a child, right? Everyone always says that.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a village to run a business.
Yeah.
And there's no way that I could do every little thing on my own. We have a receptionist as well, and she helps out as well so much. She, you know, does everything with checking out the clients, answering the phone, and there's just so much that goes into running a salon. So you don't know, even though there's already a manager maybe in that position, maybe the owner is wanting to open up an assistant manager, and you might be able to work as an assistant manager and then one day even be the manager if that manager leaves or whatever happens.
Right. You just never know.
So you never know.
Always take initiative, go out of your way, and just show that you're interested. And like, if your boss is always into like events and stuff, like we've been to a couple of events, and she actually waits till we come to her and be like, hey, is anybody going with you? I would like to go with you. But
yeah,
just take initiative, go out your way, like, hey, I want to go to this event with you. Do you have room, or do you have someone already going with you? If not, I would like to go with you. And that's just showing you want to be a part of, you know, continuing your education or being a part of
the company
or whatever she does outside of the business.
Right.
So I always did that too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because the company obviously means so much to the owner. So if there's someone else there that is showing their interest like that in the company, and like I said, I would never expect someone to be involved in it like I am, because obviously I'm the owner. But when someone is showing, like she did, showed her interest, she would come to me. Is anyone going with you to that? Like, I would go speak at schools, go to different events and vendor events and just different things. And
I would be the only one to actually...
She'd be the only one.
Ask.
To come to me and be like, hey, is anyone going with you? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, she would say, well, I can go with you. And I'm like, okay, like, I love that. So then I'm not having to go by myself. So by her doing those things, I really saw that. And then that's when we talked and she became the manager, because she was the only one that was coming to me. And she showed me that she wanted to be a part of the company. And she, I knew that if I wasn't going to be here, I felt like, okay, I can go on vacation and my company's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the owner has to take time off as well. And, you know, you have to, you go on vacation sometimes, right? And you have to take some time off, like, just for your mental health. And when you leave, that's, it's like I said, your child, like, you're leaving your child. And if you can have someone there that you know, that you trust, is going to, everything's going to
be
okay.
So confident in that person, like, okay, like, she knows how I run things, she knows how I do things,
right.
My business is going to go just how, if I was there, basically.
Right. And it depends on the owner. In my opinion, it didn't matter to me about having previous management experience, because I knew I could teach that, because you never had previous manager experience.
Never.
So if maybe you don't have previous manager experience, don't be scared, because that could be holding you back as well. But don't let that hold you back. And I know some owners might require that, but I bet if you do everything that she did and you show your initiative like that and how much you actually care about the company, I bet they will look past that, because you can always, as long as you're teachable, and if you're teachable, then there shouldn't be an issue with it.
Yeah, and if you want to be a leader, like, you definitely have to want to be a leader, because when I first started, I was pretty shy, I would say, and she would always make me have to do some hard things, and I'm like, really? Like, you're going to make me do that? She goes, yes, you have to get out of your comfort zone, and she actually pushed me to grow in that aspect, so now I'm actually, like, more of a leader than when I first started.
Right, because, and that's what I told her, too. I said, I'm going to be training you on, you know, my leadership style, and I'm going to get you out of your comfort zone because I see the potential in you.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe she didn't have all this manager experience and everything, but like I said, I knew she cared for me, the salon, the company, like, she wanted to be involved and she wanted to see the company do good. And
right.
That meant a lot to me. So the fact that I saw that in her, girl, I can teach you to get out of your comfort zone. Even doing the podcast, like,
I didn't want to do it at first, just so you know. But.
And now, I mean, this is our, like, second day filming, and it's much more comfortable now than the first time, you know?
Yeah.
And I've had her, you know, speak to, like, when we do team meetings and stuff, and she's
And in our trainings, like, she'll have me go over, like, a little section in the manual, and I'm not a public speaker, so I get real nervous, but she definitely pushes me in a manager aspect, and you know, you just continue to grow, and I'm still learning manager stuff.
But like I said, I saw that in her, and I knew that I could teach those different things, and she's come so far in the 3 years, and it's like every year, like, we see the progress. And I think the biggest thing from probably most salon owners, for me anyways, and I would assume probably a lot of other salon owners, is just the trust. And that's why I said, like, if you don't have all that manager experience, that might be okay. Because if they feel like they can trust you when they go on vacation and stuff, that is a big thing. That's the most biggest thing. Because I would rather much have someone I can trust and let me teach them my leadership style and how to manage compared to someone that I can't trust that has all this manager experience. Because that's not going to be someone I want leading my team.
Right. Like, Morgan, she's really big on communication. And if something happens in the salon and I'm over here like, okay, like, I won't tell Morgan. Like, how can she trust me if I'm not over here telling? So if something happens at the salon, I'm telling her, even if it's the littlest things, I tell her everything.
Right.
And she, even though it's not, might not be a big deal, but at least she knows what's happening in the salon.
Yeah, that's another good point too. So if you aren't a manager yet, Bridget would always do that with me. And that showed me that I could trust her, because a lot of owners aren't always in the lash rooms 24/7. So I have a manager that is, and sometimes lash artists will look at it as, oh, being a tattletale or whatever, but at the end of the day, you have to look out for yourself, and if someone isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, you need to go let your owner know, because that shows
affect on the business.
It can, and it shows you're looking out for the company, because if there's something that serious, you don't, I understand some people don't want to get involved and they want to just be quiet. Well, then that means you're not ready to be in that position then. Or it's not for you.
So that's where just being a leader comes in.
Right, being
a
leader.
Setting an example. So.
Yeah, setting an example. And I'm really big on that with both of us. You know, we just talked about it the other day, actually. And it's like, I know there's a lot of managers, owners that are like, what is it? Don't do what I say. Or, you know what I'm talking about? It's,
Don't do as I do, or
don't do what I do, do what I say. Yeah. And I think that's horrible. Like, I don't like that. And I've had bosses like that in my years before I became self-employed that would do that, and they would say that, and I thought that was so wrong. It's like, we all have these rules, but then the owner and manager,
they're not even following
the rules. Yeah. And it's like, what's the point of these rules if the owner and the manager aren't following these rules?
Right. Like, I can't, because I'm a full-time lash artist too, but I can't come to work 15-20 minutes late and expect the other girls to be 15 minutes early. Like, I can't, like, I can't, we can't do that.
Right, so, just because. Because
they're going to think it's okay.
Exactly. And it's all about, you know, leading the team and stuff. So if you are wanting to be in that leadership role, you need to make sure those rules, those team rules, like, that your owner.
P's and Q's.
Yeah, that the owner has set up. You need to make sure that you are following every single one of them to a 10. Yeah. 10 out of 10 every single time, that your work is constantly on point, that you're getting nothing but positive client reviews. All of those things matter, because if you're wanting to be a manager position, be a manager, you need to make sure that on your end, it's all 10 out of 10.
Yeah, because if you think your employees aren't watching you, they're definitely watching you on every move you make. Because I watch her and everything she does, and it's like, she does everything right because she wants her business to grow. So it's like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I'm over here slacking on my part, the lash artists that are in my room, they're going to be like, oh, well, I could do that too.
Exactly. It's even more of a responsibility for the owner and manager.
Yeah.
Even more. Because, they are looking at you because you're a leader. You're the one that is setting the example. And, if you're not following the rules, they're not going to follow the rules either. So really make sure that on your end, you are doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, because the owner will see that. Yeah. And that will get them to really notice you. And when you do go talk to them about being a manager, it's not like it's going to be an issue of, well, this person's late sometimes.
Yeah.
You have everything. Like I said, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So when you do talk to them about being a manager, it's going to.
And I made sure I was doing all the things before I was, went to talk to her, Like, I was making sure I was always on time. I did my clients. I never had complaints.
Yeah.
Went out of my way within, the salon, doing side duties. Because we didn't have a receptionist at the time when I first started to do side duties. So we actually had to do them ourselves at the end of the day. But if one, and I, we check off at the end of the day what we did. If one of the lash artists didn't do their side duty, I just went ahead and did it. Because, I'm not just going to let it go. Because, she didn't do her side duty, so I'm not going to do it. I just went ahead and did it because.
Right, and that's part of being a leader. You step up where you need to step up. Yeah. Of being an owner, being a manager, sometimes things like that do happen, and you have to be the one to step up. Or maybe someone's sick, like say the receptionist is sick. You're the one that steps in and steps up, and now you're the receptionist for the day, you know? You're having to do this, this, and this, but you also got to manage the phone too.
Yeah.
That's just what you do when you're a leader. So make sure your owner sees that. Do it now. Don't wait, because then you might not even get promoted. But if you're doing that now as a lash artist, they're going to see that.
Right.
And they're going to see that initiative and that leadership. And you're going to have a better odds of getting promoted into that management position when you're already doing those things like a manager would be doing.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, anything else?
No. I was kind of back when we were talking about it, but basically, she wants to see us grow, and so she, the whole salon grow, and then, but my part, I want to see the lash artists grow too, so I try to push them to be better,
right,
like how you push all of us to be better, so
right. And hopefully you have a really good owner. I don't like to toot my own horn or anything, but I look into them, and I would much rather, like with Bridget, I promote her within, I would much rather have that. And probably a lot of other salon owners think that too. They would rather promote within than hire someone else new.
Right.
So if you're already with the company, I would feel like you would have an advantage.
Yes. Yeah. You definitely do.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
So if you have any questions, just
DM us on Instagram. And good luck to you. And I really hope it works out. And at the end of the day, just always work hard. Do what you're supposed to do.
Be great.
Everything will work out.
Bye.